Hello. So I'm in the house. I'm self-isolating, not socializing, social distancing, quarantining in the wake of this coronavirus outbreak. And I hope you guys are doing the same. I am not going to work. I am not going to parties. I'm not going to the club. Everywhere is not particularly shut down yet, but most people are starting to close up shops. So even the shops that are open, I am not attending, and I encourage you to do the same. Stay at home, stop the spread of the virus, and save lives. So it's raining. It's a rainy day. It's really nice, really cool. It's really breezy. It's not really the day to be alone, but here we are. The Recovering Introvert's Guide to Meeting Our Heroes. Okay, that's long. This is my guide to meeting my heroes. Okay, so if you knew me growing up together, getting into young adulthood, coming out of teenage years, I was a bit of an introvert, or maybe a lot, but I guess, you know, I just had a lot of social anxiety that I have now spent the last 3 to 4 years working on overcoming, and I can say that I am absolutely winning. Also, part of coming out of introvertedness is that I have been meeting a lot of people, great people, interesting people, and luckily for me, some of the people that I admire, people that I see from far away, and I think, oh my goodness, they are awesome. I absolutely must meet them someday. I've been lucky. I've met some of these people. I have expanded my network, and somehow I met somebody who knows somebody, and eventually I get to meet that one person that I have been dying to get to talk to in real life. So you already know the popular phrase, do not meet your heroes. I know that that is a thing. And at the start of starting to meet the people I admired, I can 100% tell you that I definitely understood why that phrase is even a thing. Sometimes when we look at people from afar, we look at the work that they're doing, or we look at just how being gorgeous they are. We have so many expectations in our heads. We look at what they show us, what they let us in on, what we see, and we're like, they're perfect. Well, many times I have ended up in a situation meeting my heroes, and I am whelmed to underwhelmed. And it's a lot more disappointing. It's been a lot more disappointing because I spent months and sometimes even years fantasizing about what the conversation will finally be like when we meet, or fantasizing about things I would learn from them, or things I would share, or just plain being close to them. So when you finally meet them and they are not what you have hyped up in your head, what you've pictured them as, or what they have presented themselves as on social media or your LinkedIn network, it's like crestfallen. So here are my guides for meeting your heroes. Number one, realize that really people are just people. The same way you are, with all your flaws, with all your shortcomings, with all your imperfections, that is exactly how your heroes are. They may be better at perfecting some parts of their shortcomings than you are or than most people are, but they're still human beings. And if you do meet them and they have these shortcomings, do not take it personally. Number two, remember that people will only show you the part of their lives that they want to see or that they are comfortable showing. So if somebody always looks well put together, they always look like every step they make is to advance their career, or they just plain look gorgeous all the time. Remember that that is what they want you to see, or that is what they are comfortable showing. It doesn't mean they're liars. It doesn't mean they're fake. It just means that is the image that they are working with, that is their brand. And it would be really ridiculous of you to assume that they look that way 100% of the time. So I've had people say, oh, I ran into XYZ at the supermarket and they did not look at all what they look like on social media. That is your fault for thinking that everybody is gorgeous 100% of the time. Number three, lower your expectations. Now, I know that might be hard because you have been staring at your career role model from afar for many years, and honestly, you don't even think your expectations are high enough, because when you think they've done something awesome, they go ahead and they up it. Well, I'm going to say lower your expectations, because even when their work life might be great, their personal life may not be so great. Their social interaction skills may not be so great. So you need to prepare yourself for the worst. I'm just going to go, I'm going to meet this person, I'm going to be cool, I'm going to be myself, and I'm just going to accept them. Whatever it is they're presenting, I'm just going to act accordingly, you know? I'm not going to go there expecting that I'm meeting an angel and I'm going to be walking on this cloud nine the whole time. You have to be ready that they are great at their career work, but probably not so great socially, probably not so great in one-on-one interactions. You could be wrong, okay? There are many times that I have applied all of these principles, gone prepared to be whelmed, so underwhelmed when meeting my heroes, and they just blew my mind. They are everything that I did not allow myself to think they were, and even more. You can be lucky. You can run into people who are able to work on their floors, and they're just all around awesome. But like I said, expectation brings disappointment, and it is unfair to put that much expectation on people who really at the end of the day are just people. Tip number four, do not allow the few disappointments of meeting a few of your heroes discourage you from meeting more of your heroes. Now, that was a rookie mistake I made in the beginning. Because I met a few people and it was kind of underwhelming, I just told myself, I'm going to stay on my own. I'm not going to meet people anymore. I'm not going to try to connect with people on LinkedIn or on Instagram or on Twitter. I'm just going to mind my business. Nobody's perfect. And, you know, sometimes the reaction that I received was enough to actually make me feel that discouraged. But then I started to realize, I kind of flipped the situation around, and I realized that there are people who look at me for whatever reason and think that in some aspect I'm a bit of a role model or I'm a hero. And I ask myself, am I not human? Do I not still have flaws? The people who are closest to me, do they not still have things that they complain about or that they ask me to change or that they would like me to change? But it doesn't mean that I'm still not awesome in my own way. It doesn't mean that I still can't contribute to topics that I'm good at or that people, you know, consider me good at. It doesn't mean that because I'm not perfect, then I am not perfect anyway, you know? So I just flip that script around, like, okay, just go in remembering that you're meeting a human being. And if you're lucky, they will exceed your expectations. But then again, if you don't have any expectations, you can't be disappointed, right? Anyway, so I don't know. This is not a very long episode. That has been my guide to meeting your heroes. Don't be afraid, guys. Shoot your professional shorts. Shoot your friendship shorts. People are awesome as they are imperfect. If you meet somebody and you have the opportunity to meet them, relate with them based on who they are and who you are, do not expect that they're just going to, oh yeah. And lest I add, sometimes your heroes do not want to meet you, and you need to understand that and you need to respect that, okay? Sometimes people have a lot of traffic, a lot of people who want to meet them, a lot of people who want to talk to them, a lot of people who want to pick at their brains. I mean, Jay-Z and Dangote can probably tell us everything about people who want to meet them and learn how to be billionaires from them. So yeah, sometimes they're human beings too, and your heroes are saturated. They are tired of people walking up to them and saying, hey, oh my god, it can be tiring. Sometimes they can be polite, but honestly, even as humble as the rest of us are, sometimes you cannot be bothered. You just want to enter that supermarket and you want to get out and you want to go home and you want to cuddle your pillow and just sleep. So yes, bottom line is, your heroes are people. Lower your expectations, understand that they are people, and of course, be empathic. Don't have paparazzi behavior. Just, you know, have the best energy going to meet your heroes. And trust me, it is always worth it, because you can always get from these people, especially if you come at them with value too. You can make meaningful friendships, and you know, you never know what world of opportunity that could lead to for you. So take my advice, if you will, meet your heroes, you know, grow your networks, live happy, live life to the fullest. Oh, and stay home.